here when you look at the folks that are on this program, and then a bunch of you out here that I recognize from the industry. It's a pretty awesome thing to be up here. Sandra said to lower your expectations because she only has a master's. Well, drop yours to the basement because I barely got a BS. So, we're where the, I guess, rubber hits the road. We're a commercial operation just southeast of town here. I think Sandy was saving lodging and transportation costs on me. We, at full capacity, my husband, Joe Carpenter, and I run 550 females. We're spring calving only. Used to have a fall calving herd, sold it, so we could concentrate a little more on what we do well. We run about 150 registered cows, leaves about 400 commercials. Even with my BS, I can do that math. All range type programs, so all our cows are out and about all year round, grazing dormant range, some stockpiled forages, some improved forages. We work very diligently at running a low input herd. Our virgin heifers weigh 50 to 55% when they come in, when we AI them. After we wean them, they go back out onto dormant native range with a little bit of protein. And, as Dr. Funston said, learning behavior, grazing behavior, they go out there with some 5 or 6 cows, teach them how to forage. Mature cows, we weigh them when we're weaning calves. We are at 1,225 pounds, bigger than even I thought. If you'd asked me, they were 1,100-pound cows, but they're 1,225. On range year-round, like I said, dead clicker. Stockpiled forages, grazing crops, all of that. We're trying to go more and more to less hay. And we've used AI in our cow herd to some degree since 1990. So what's in our toolbox? What are these technologies that we're using out on the ranch? Obviously, I've already talked to you about AI. We use AI pretty extensively now. We've added more and more estrus synchronization. We're currently synchronizing everything that we breed now. Heifers, we're using an MGA program just as it was outlined. We will heat detect those and then clean up time AI. Cows get the CoSync 7-seater, and they are exclusively timed AI because you'll see the calendar in a little bit. We've used sex semen. We are not currently right now, but we did during that kind of expansion phase. We use ultrasound, which is kind of, I think, a little bit unusual for some of us commercial operators. Embryo transfer, I'm not going to talk about. That's our seed stock herd only. And then we do some fun things kind of with management that I say helps make our technologies go a little farther, do a little better for us. We use that planner. That planner is a really valuable tool, and it's updated every year, so you have the latest recommendations, and we don't mess up. You know, one year they went from 72 to 66-hour time AI, and those things get caught for you. We've always synchronized our heifers. That was the low-hanging fruit, easy to do. For a number of years, we AI'd cows on natural heats. We really enjoyed that, but as we got bigger and did more things, just couldn't do it. We started syncing some of our mature cows in the late 2000s, and now we synchronize everything starting in 2011. That will be AI date will be 45 days or greater postpartum. So our timetable. This year, May 11th was our breeding date for those. That was the timed AI for the heifers. May 15th, first calvers. Our first calvers we keep separate. It's a nice management group. That's our toughest ones to get rebred the next year, so we keep them separate to make sure that they're getting proper attention. We AI registered commercial separate. It is only because of keeping manageable size groups. So we did them May 22nd. Finished up with our commercial cows, who are also functioning as recip cows, some of them, on May 26th. And then embryo transfer day was June 2nd. So we were done finally on June 2nd. There's the calendar over there. Here, I'll blow it up for you. Everything in brown, the bars and the words, are some sort of synchronization operation. So now you see where that planner comes in very handy. May is just chaos at the ranch. You don't want to be on our place in May. So here's my 2017 figures. Our synchronization and AI costs, I didn't put semen in there. Well, that'll come up here a little later. MGA program is costing us $13.15. Our CEDAR program, $16.39. If you're doing CEDAR program by the book, where you're using your CEDARs only one time, it jumps up to $20.66. And I have included costs for cleaning up those CEDARs on that $16.39 one. Our semen costs this year. We've got a bull that we have collected and used over the last couple of years. He's an incredibly high fertility bull. We've had conception rates as high as 85% with him. That semen, he's a good producer too, $237 a straw. Our purchased semen, $22.39. And sex semen that we have both collected and sexed and purchased sexed runs us about $25 a straw. Why in the world are we spending all this time? Why would we put ourselves through that hell in May? Well, all that stuff that Dr. Funston talked about, I'm not even gonna cover. Those benefits are real, they're obvious, they're proven. Proven conception rate semen, guys. This one is huge. Fertility is absolutely everything to our bottom line. And if we can tick that up a little bit more and use a superior settler is one term, you know. If we can use that, that makes a huge difference. So there's just the table of math. So if I've got synchronized cows and they're all in heat on day one, there's the 55, 65, 75% conception rate semen. Program with an AI gun. Simple as pie. We can keep our commercial Angus base herd intact. We can create F1 Baldies or Sim Angus real easy. No hassles, and we can deliberately plan those matings. If I've got a reproductively sound cow, there is no way I'm going to cull her because she hung up her calf hung up a select carcass. I'll take that calf every time. But I can maybe dink with that EPD profile on her. Terminal sires as cleanups. I think that's so cool because then at that point in time, you've already naturally selected for those females, for your F1s and your straight breds, that are the most fertile in your system. So it's a nice little way to do that. And then you can cut your bull battery about in half, which is not inconsequential. Synchronizing, independent of the AI, synchronizing has been hugely important. So calves born in the first 25 days of our calving season has increased since we've been synchronizing all the cows and not just some of them. So prior percent calving in 25 days, 22 to 2011, 65.72. Since we've been AIing synchronizing almost everything, 77.8. So that's an increase of 12% in that first 25 days. Days to half calf decreased by 11. There's the graph. There's in red prior to us. You know, we were doing some synchronizing, but when we moved to synchronizing all, look how that dropped. And if there's a test back in 2015, we had to drop synchronizing a lot of the mature cows because of a health situation, and you can see that effect pop up this year, 2 years later. So we decrease those days to half calf. Heat detection labor, we do timed AI on all of them, so that labor is gone. That postpartum recovery time available to the cow. If she's calves on day one, she's got 83 days. Day 25, not bad, she's still got 52 days. 42 days is still not bad, but look at that. On day one, she's only 35 days out, and her chances of getting up in the front of that herd, she's going to have to work pretty hard. So it's the snowball effect, finally the snowball that works for you. All of these just keep adding to each other and having a net positive effect that should get just a little bit better every year. I mentioned we use sex semen some. So we sell bred heifers in a sale. We have a developed market for these heifers. We've been doing it for a number of years. So we purchased sex semen, and we also sexed a Hereford bull that we really liked the females, the F1 Baldies we were getting. And we did this starting in 2011. We were watching, and we kept thinking that market's going to turn, and we're going to get into that building phase. And we got stupid lucky, just stupid lucky. And we sold increased numbers of females. We made them, and then we sold them in 2013 to 2015. They averaged $2,764. At the peak of it, I averaged on my group of heifers $3,300. This is at 18-month-old bred heifers. Same period of time, our fat cattle at 15 months of age, $1,875 for that whole average. So when you looked at all of their costs, including that the heifers came and took up pasture for another year, all of that, last year we got a little more realistic. We were at 2,000. But when you look at all of those costs, those heifers, it paid me $684 more than those steer calves. So was sex semen worth it? For us, it definitely was. Ultrasound. So there I am with the ultrasound rig. We've got one of them that is completely portable. I wear the unit around my waist. I've got heads-up goggles. If we're in a barn like that, it'll broadcast to a TV so everybody can see what we're doing. We used to just hire our heifers ultrasound preg checked, and it would cost us about $1,000. We were just after which one's AI, which one's cleanup. We used it for marketing decisions. Cost us about $1,000, which isn't bad. But in 2014, we purchased this unit. It was a sizable investment. We split it with one ranch. Since then, another one is bought in. So the cost of the unit has cost us $4,800. In 5 years, I paid my share of the ultrasound just on not having someone come in and do it for me. But the really key one, the big one, is that cull prices. What happens to our open cow prices every fall, people? In the toilet. If I can get those open cows gone, and open cows are a sizable income center for any commercial ranch, if I can get them gone when they're worth a lot more, and chances are their body condition score is better, and that first year that we had it, that was when that awful fall off that the previous speaker referred to happened, and those open cows were gone before cows really went in the tank, and that one right there alone paid for that silly ultrasound. And then we're able to sort our heifers. We keep our first service AI and market the rest. Fun things that has come about with this, I say fun, but that introducer, we've got it on an introducer. We can, especially if we're just pregging and not aging pregnancies, I mean, it's that fast. No wear and tear on that shoulder, no wear and tear on my hand. On a good day, I could do about 100 rectal palpating before my hand just was just, especially if it was a younger pregnancies. We preg check earlier. We'll do 30 days pretty regularly, and again, the arm stays good. Possibilities. Extending that breeding season on our commercial cows, sorting out the late breds and marketing them as bred cows in the fall might be interesting. Still keep a 60-day calving window and something. And I'm sure I'll learn something here today that we may want to put into action. And then a couple little management things that we think really extends the reach of our reproductive technologies. We Sandhills calves started that many years ago. The net effect is we don't have any scours trouble, and then we've got groups of calves all born within a week of each other. Makes managing their nutritional needs so stinking easy. Those are the ones with the big calves on them. If we've got some triticale, they may be the ones out there. The ones that haven't calved yet are on the dry native range with a little bit of protein. We fence line wean, and we tend to do it in September. We have done it as early as July when we had a terrible drought and a lot of heat. It's no stress, or very low stress, on the calves. Again, now I mentioned we can do it independent of weather. And then we've got those silly cows locked up for 5 days. I've got an ultrasound machine, so I can check their 30-day pregnancy. So while they're just sitting there marking time, we get them pregged, worked, get them gone, and get them back out. And then the other cool thing about that is the single most easy body condition score management tool I've got in my toolbox. So I get those first calf heifers weaned. They're the first group we go after. And everybody in this room knows it's a whole heck of a lot easier for a female to maintain body condition than it is to play catch-up later. And then we've started doing this, we keep our first calf cows separate until they're ready to calve their second one. That's been our hardest group. We're still working on that one. And I think what they're not doing is competing with those mature cows. After they've had that first calf, you know, we were turning them out with mature cows in the fall. And I just don't think they were as good. So we're going to try keeping them separate to their second calf. I want to thank you very much for your attention today, and I can't tell you how much I am looking forward to. Already learned a bunch this morning. Can't wait to see what I'm going to learn here this afternoon.
So, thank you, Barb.